Welcome, agents. Today on the Agent Academy podcast, we'll be talking about bringing in a new year without the global community manager, Andrew Krug. We'll also be talking about the tessellation and other events, as well as the latest First Saturday and how I ended up going way up north, about 6.5 hours to see Dewey J, and much, much more. So stay tuned.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode number 71, recorded on January 9th, 2020. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
I'm Agent Dewey J.
And I'm Agent Vane.
Oh my god, there's a bunch of animals. I don't have one. Wait, maybe I do.
That's not an animal, that's a frog.
It's a nerd.
It is a nerd.
A frog. It's almost a frog.
That looks, it's green.
I'll put it up there. Well, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Why don't we start with what we've been up to? And I already talked about it a little bit in the intro, which y'all didn't hear. So I went up to Effingham. I keep calling it Effington. Is that something else?
It's Effington.
I think they should change the name.
I'll put it up to the people in charge.
Okay, all 20 of them. But I went up there, and all I got was this effing pin. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Completely stole
it. There's not a ham shirt to go with it.
Like,
I almost bought
disappointed.
It. But it was a First Saturday event, and it was a lot of fun. Got to see Dewey J in person again. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen you since Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And got to meet a lot of great agents up there. Mm-hmm. And then I bolted like immediately afterwards because it was a long trip home.
And we're getting ready to eat. And I'm like, where'd he go? It's gone.
Well, he had to go back home. Like, you know, dark XM simulacrums, it takes a lot.
He was afraid somebody was going to pull him over.
Yeah, I pulled a Kaiser Soze and just... was gone.
He was gone.
And I had to go see Superman on my way back. You got to stop by Metropolis if you take that route. I mean,
it's true. That's true. Got to have some of those keys.
And that's about it besides just trying to get AP, trying to get the next level. And I did hit the max for the event, so I should be looking at 500K coming sometime.
Yeah.
And
nice.
So I'm trying to get that last 200K before it drops. So hopefully it'll drop and level me at the same time. Just see what happens.
Be cool. Be cool.
I don't know. We'll see. How about y'all? What y'all been up to?
Well, I was at the Effingham First Saturday with Dewey, or with Goonie.
True story.
Actually, I didn't get to see you much. He did do the First Saturday the correct way. He got in his car because it was cold. He got in his car, and he sat in one spot and just beat up people.
I think it was effing cold.
It was effing cold. It was. It was 30 degrees or something like that. But I do have to say he came away with the top frog award. He was the top AP winner. I think it was because everybody was out to beat him up.
You got to have that strat ready to go.
Gotta have that strat. I will also say that he did not beat the resistance, but she is, Gritter is just a phenomenal. I mean, I don't think there's been a First Saturday that she didn't make a million when it was all over and doubled. So she just does that all the time. But yeah, it was a cold one, but we had about 25 agents show up. We gave out some Nyanic and some Red Solo swag.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yep, I was going to say thanks, Goonie, for bringing it up. Thank you for Andrew for dropping it on our doorstep. Well, Goonie's doorstep.
And that was the real reason, because I just hate going to the post office. And I was like, it'll just be easier to drive this up there.
He told me he's coming. I'm like, you're freaking kidding me. You're going to drive 6 hours instead of put something in the mail. Yep. Okay. Whatever. But so other than that, I've just been hacking on the run to replenish my inventory after first Saturday. And that's about it. And I do want to say one thing. If I go dark, I'm not pulling a Zelly Belly. It's lightning and thunder here. So, I don't know if you heard that in the background. So,
sounds that's not like that I got, bass.
Not that I got ticked off. It's just that I don't have power. What about you, Vane? You went to D.C.?
Yeah. So I was in Washington, D.C. for their first Saturday. And surprisingly, you know, we were anticipating cold. So it was in Union Station, area that you could do pretty much the whole first Saturday event indoors if you wanted to. There's about 25, 30 portals in the station. And it was, I think, 62 degrees outside.
That sucks.
So, you know, our picture that got posted online on Reddit, a couple of people were commenting. They're like, saw the short sleeves and I had to check, like, the location for this because it's January. So, yeah, I overpacked. I packed nothing but, like, cold weather clothing. And I just so happened to have, like, a T-shirt. So it was lucky enough to strip down so, you know, I could deploy those resonators because, you know, it's just hard work sitting there mashing that button.
Yeah. And so, I was the opposite. I underpacked. Like, so I had to switch from the light hoodie to the heavy hoodie. And that's all I had, and it was cold. Like, there were snowflakes in my face. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, I will say, it was snowing when we started.
That's when you know you're playing some serious Ingress, though, when you start getting, like, icicle beard. You're like, uh-oh, I've been out a little too long.
Yeah, or it's when you can't hit your phone because your finger's too dang cold.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. You're like, I can't hack anymore. It doesn't even register my finger.
Yep.
No, we didn't have that problem in D.C. We got a little bit of rain towards the end of our event, but it was pretty good. We had a large turnout, I think somewhere around 50 agents. Everybody seemed to have fun with it. And towards about the last half hour of the event, I decided to, on the fly, without really telling a whole lot of people ahead of time, that I was just going to do a live drop. So I had a little swag bundle made up. I sent out a couple of clues into a Telegram channel that I have set up for, you know, broadcasting stuff out. And I just kind of did like a manhunt. So I told agents, I'm like, get a portal key to this portal, which was the registration portal, and then find me. Well, as I'm typing this all up, I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, where are all the agents? See some people in scanner. I post it, and then I hear, Vane! And someone's like running at me already. So I'm like, no, this just started. This can't end this way. So I just took off running and started deploying beacons as I was going. Eventually, they did find me, but it was like a minute or two where I'm sure pedestrians looking in on the event were like, what is happening right now in Union Station?
Terrorist attack.
Yeah, perhaps not the best timing to be running around like lunatics, but it was fun. So do what you got to do. But just a shout out to Enlightened Agent Ask Jarvis and Resistance Agent Viticon, who took part in that drop and managed to find me. They both decided to share the spoils of war on that. And really, that's like, I finished up the Umbra Deploy Challenge since the last time that we had the show. I kind of just slid in right under the wire there. I managed to get the gold. It's just with all the holidays, things were a little bit busy and work was killer, but managed to get the gold. Woo!
We need a sound for that.
And I do want to mention that if you look, there's this cartoon character thing down there. I don't know if they see that or not. Good job, Goonie.
Oh, on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
us in Ingress anime style.
Yep.
I think it's a new anime style. So you'll see it on the thumbnail if you're listening to it. You can go to the website and see it. Of course, it's new stuff.
And for only $5,000, we can include you. Is that what I mean?
Sure. We can go for that.
Yeah, $6,000, we'll bite you in.
I might even do it for a lot less, but that sounds like a good number to me.
I know you're always about monetizing.
You got to do it. You got to do it. Maybe yeah. upgrading the website again. We actually went over our quota for views last month. So when that happens, it's like it gets pricier. And so it's better to get the next package than to let them eke out those views extra. So that's good. Yeah. That's good. The show's growing. We like that.
Big boom. Ooh, heard that. I saw that one coming.
You sounded like a fortune teller because you said it before we heard it.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, Dewey J. It's the Shapers. You really, those feels, man.
Damn,
you gotta. They're gonna ultra strike your portal, like
right.
And speaking of monetizing, you know, Ingress is doing it, so we try to do it too. We got the new thing down at the bottom where you get points for just watching the show. So it doesn't even cost you anything. You'll see the little beaker at the bottom with the teal. It's the Academy Points, like shortened is AP. So get your AP by watching the show. That's all you got to do.
That's good. That's good.
You like that?
The website is fixed up, so we should be less like the scanner. It shouldn't go offline and do weird things.
Yeah, so during the holidays, I had a chance to go in and add in a fix that should catch whatever bug is happening that messes up the links. So hopefully it'll take care of that. And that's about all I think the week of. So let's talk about some topics.
Well, speaking of topics of discussion, Nynek opened their official Telegram channel. And it took off like wildfire. Within the first 24 hours, they had like 12,000, not 1,200, 12,000 subscribers. I dropped a zero when I put it in earlier.
It's okay. We found it.
That's the little thing.
Fixed it.
So there's an address. I'm sure we'll put that in the show notes, but... So they released stuff. It doesn't look like they've released a lot of stuff, but what they did release was all good stuff. Not much fluff there. So we'll have some
far, just the one Intel map maintenance post, which they also did share to the forums, but the whole thing behind the Telegram channel was, you know, Vanguard's, we kind of asked Niantic and said, hey, engaging the users where they are, so going out to the platforms that the agents are on, mm-hmm. should help spread some of this information, because whether you're using the forums or not, I think a decent amount of people would agree that it is a different style of communication than what Google Plus was.
Yeah.
And meant to be a replacement, it's not quite hitting the level of engagement that Niantic is hoping for. So Telegram channel...
Mm-hmm. Are they thinking of doing others as well, maybe getting something into Slack or... Discord or something like that, or are they just going to, you know, we're going to start with this one and do it well?
I think just getting more communication out there in general is sort of the goal. Like knowing when to just give the agents a heads up on things. And hopefully this is a positive step in my opinion. I know there's been a couple of cries of like too little too late in terms of the Telegram setup, but honestly, I think we should be like championing the fact that we approached Niantic and said, hey, we'd really love it if you would communicate to us on another platform, and Telegram is one of those platforms. And they listened, stood it up. Now we have it. Hopefully we'll get some more news posted there soon.
And it's smart because Telegram is a mobile-first app for messaging, whereas the community, even Google Plus, really wasn't mobile-first. It was better than some, I guess. But this is like the perfect avenue for a company that makes games for a phone. So I say continue down that route. It's a good one.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I'm sure that people use a lot of different channels and things like that, Discord, Slack, that kind of stuff. But, you know, I think it was a good choice to start with.
And, you know, it kind of started back when Andrew Krug made his Telegram channel, right? And he's now gone. So I'll raise a solo cup in his honor if you have one. and he's started his new job. Don't know what it is, but hope he's doing well. And
I was getting worried about you.
Nice. Thank you, Anonymous.
What are you worried about?
Nothing. Probably you.
Yeah, probably. I'm not right.
But I see a note in here that he's going to Munich. Is this true? Is this
potentially? Now, see, if you're up to date on the massive backlog that is the IUNG discussions channel. So one of the Ingress Update news tickers has a discussion channel that is XFAC. Andrew's been in there talking a little bit since his departure, and he's kind of hinting that he might be in Munich. So if he's putting it out there in public, I'm thinking, you know, what the heck? We can put it out there in public as well. So I don't know. Maybe if you want one last hurrah, see Andrew. That would be the place to do it.
I noticed he did say that, you know, he doesn't know what they're going to do for global manager, but he's going to keep playing. And he did hint that when he hits 16, he might revert. He might go blue. He might become resistance after he recurses. I'm all for it, but that's just me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I'm out. Still
that's right. I'm used to it.
Hashtag Forever 15, though, so might need to work on that one first.
But no, we're glad he's out there playing. I would love to see him in the field. It'd be kind of weird because you know he's just going to get mobbed if he shows up at anything. But he's a great guy. It'd be great to see him.
And if he worked to get to where when he goes to the anomaly, levels during the anomaly, and then whoever wins the anomaly decides which faction he goes to.
I kind of like that idea. I could go for that.
They'll have it written into the victory condition. It'll be like, decide the fate of Red Solo Cup.
Then maybe he'll become a sensitive in the Ingress lore.
Write him back in. He can't escape that way.
Right. Maybe he'll be the first red faction player.
Oh, a Red Solo Cup faction.
Red Solo Cup. Get it? See what I did there?
So speaking of challenges, Umbra Gold Global Challenge, you mentioned you finished your badge there, Vane, and I finished mine. Did you get yours, Dewey?
I got the middle tier.
It's a resistance thing.
What can I say? It's kind of rule around here. You hit all the portals. I drove him through town. I will say he was good about it because I'm driving him through town and he's hacking. He's like, am I going to get you in trouble? I'm like, no, don't worry about it.
Like, is that the epitome?
Wind trading.
Wind trading? Yeah. Right?
Like, I did not attack a one. I was doing it right. I was not trying to ingress and drive. I was just driving. I did go back later and blow stuff up, but
it was all good. It was all good. I was there to talk anyway. I appreciated driving around, but I'd rather talk to you, you know?
Yeah.
And as a global unit, faction, resistance, and enlightened, we hit over 50 million.
51.1 million resonators deployed during the course of the challenge. Big numbers.
What a bunch of slackers. Like, let's do 1 billion next time.
Billion? Billion? We're not in India. We can't hit a billion if we're not in India.
So, and refresh my memory, what was the initial goal?
30 million, I believe.
Okay. So we should at least try to double it.
That's a good goal. That's a good goal. And this one was a little bit different in that, and we may talk about this a little later, it did not have a negative. If you don't hit it, you don't get, or we take away. It was simply, you know, if you hit it, we're going to reward you.
And I believe Brian Rose posted somewhere about that
he did. Yes.
All four kind of negatives. Not having negative aspects.
Mm-hmm. More or less, we could get more rewards for hitting certain thresholds above whatever the baseline achievement is. So if it's 30 million for the next thing and we don't exceed it, we won't get punished. We just won't get the potential rewards. And I think that should make a lot of players happier because, yeah, the punishment that was not – even I was kind of thinking like, ooh, this is not the greatest thing.
Yeah. It kind of discourages agents from going out and playing. It's like, well, I can take it easy this week when I'm going to be getting, I don't know, half AP or something weird, and then play hard once all that stuff's lifted. Whereas if you throw in some rewards and just not as – much, people will still probably get out there and play more than they would have normally.
I still rather have something hanging over me, but what do I know? they did really well on that. The other thing going on was the tessellation.
The what?
The tessellation. You've heard of that, have you not?
I have. I have. Believe in you. The show.
But I do.
Oh yeah, probably all.
I super believe in you, Tad Cooper.
Hold up. Audio going. Thanks, Evil, for playing that and sending some. We've got a new thing on the live stream where
viewers can
use bits to play audio files. Some are longer than the others. So if y'all see that pop up, just no one can hear you at that point.
Okay.
But that's awesome. Thank you.
Well, we did put in our Telegram a little poll asking about the tessellation, and it looks as though it's pretty evenly split. Just about, I want to say, that's 40, 50% or so saying that they hunt for tesserae or they follow it closer, just a little less than that saying, I don't care. I don't know what it is. And right in the middle, about 8%, it's like, I have no idea.
And so, now think about that poll audience, right? It's people who listen to an Ingress podcast.
That's true.
So these are probably the most informed players of players.
Yeah, and invested. And invested players. That's true.
Yeah. So it's like, I just imagine, I don't know why. It's like, I heard about it and like, I'll be honest with you. Last week before the FS, like I threw away some media, and I don't even know what they were. Like they didn't have faces.
Why? Because
I didn't even think about the tessellation.
Recycling hexagons. No.
I mean, that's my problem. Is there's nothing there to like even keep you reminded that it's going on, and maybe you should keep an eye out because you have no idea what to keep an eye out.
Yeah, it's pretty complex, too. I mean, like with the other challenges that we've had, it's pretty straightforward. Do this, or we need to get X number score. Yeah. This is. I mean, you got the coding challenges, so that brings in a lot of people with that. And just the overall game itself is still kind of, I don't know where we're going with this.
Well, and don't get me wrong. Like, I think that's awesome that they're doing that. Like, the whole tessellation thing, the decoding challenge, I love having all these different options for agents who like a different play style or different things can get involved with it and do things. And maybe the Telegram channel will help publicize kind of what's going on a little more as well and get people involved. But also, I'd call holidays right now, right? It's like there's a lot going on with everything. And so I'm sorry that I lost the tessellation for us.
Goonie. But no, I think you raise a good point. Like, the tessellation results, they get posted into the forums, but I'm not sure if they get thrown out anywhere else other than maybe, Twitter?
Perfect time to fail trombone.
Did you lose it? What's he looking for?
Oh, I dropped something, but I was trying to listen to Vane.
Oh,
okay. I was waiting for the audio because I can't hear it. So I'm just like, I think maybe it's going.
Oh, yeah. When the thing goes away, it's gone.
Okay.
That's perfect. A quick one. It's just a little failed. Yeah, no.
Tessellation results. That is definitely Niantic. Please throw that right on into the news Telegram. Put it in front of our faces.
I was getting worried about you.
Looking at that.
The monster.
And this is interesting.
bits.
Thank you. And you know, since they've changed the scanner, they now have the ability to put those things on whenever you start the scanner up.
That's so awesome.
That's
Red
so
Solo Cup in there.
You're welcome, man. I have no idea what he said, but whatever it is, you're welcome. But yeah, you're talking about getting it out there in front of the people. You know, you put it in that startup message that, you know, that you usually see when they tell you what's going on, kind of. They could post the scores and that kind of stuff. Although, doing too much of that, especially you get into hexathlons and anomalies, people aren't going to want to wait when they start that scanner up. I need that scanner right now.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is a perfect opportunity for Orga, for both factions to kind of step in and almost drive those initiatives about these different ideas. If mm-hmm. they may play a smaller part in anomalies and
portal fracker.
And this is a perfect example of where they can use their talents and skills to further their faction in a global situation.
Yeah, and recently Brian Rose said, you know, that they're not going to need those POCs for hexathlons and for anomalies, and so yeah, they're kind of backing away from it a little bit and letting the players take a little more responsibility for it. So yeah, I think you're right there.
Well, and I know, like, in the past, like, I had said some things, you know, about, like, why does Niantic, you know, have them do hotels and stuff like that.
GG!
I believe it was Tomogram talked to us and mentioned, you know, it's like, well, that's not, they're not making them do that. They're doing it because of the love of their faction and things yeah. like that. So it's like, I kind of stepped back from that, and that was a good point that it's like, well, if we're doing it, like, we can't blame Niantic because we could just decide on a hotel and all show up, you know. I think it actually shows that we need to support those anomaly POCs and groups even more because of they're doing it on their own, right?
Yeah.
Like they're making the decision to take care of a lot of that and make help. The agents have a great time while they're there. So big props to all the POCs on both factions out there that the anomalies in the past, and I'm sure there'll still be something like that in the future, just wouldn't be the same without that. So thank you.
Yeah, amen. I think there are a lot of things that are yet to be unseen, how it's going to play out, because a lot of the behind-the-scenes functionalities of a POC dealing with issues with scanner metals not going out to agents or, you know, fixing incorrect names, making sure that the play box for an anomaly is safe, that all of the portals are accessible, that they're named correctly. The list goes on and on of some of that communication that was going back and forth. And without having POCs, without having officially recognized tie-in POCs, I guess should clarify that on a little bit. A lot of those things are kind of unknown. We don't know how that's going to work. I am happy to say, though, that for the moment, we are definitely trying to just let Niantic know that the players want to assist. Uh-oh, fail trombone or trumpet. Yeah. No, so we're definitely still voicing concerns over that. So hopefully more can be done on that in the future. Definitely keep an eye on news sources. Maybe we'll get something eventually, soon.
Well, and that's also, we'll be waiting to see exactly how the rest of the anomalies shape up. Because if they kind of do one big anomaly where their boots on the ground involved, like how the POCs would, and they can kind of take a, you know, more direct action while they're there, and then the other flashpoints or whatever the kind of side anomalies are, maybe smaller enough, almost like hexathlons or something, where they don't need as many people involved to set them up and run, then it all kind of makes sense and could just work in the future. So it'll be an interesting year to see what happens.
But we got to get back to the tessellation.
Do we?
We do, because...
No, I meant Dewey.
When scores today, after round five, it's like Chicago all over again. Enlightened have 44. Nemesis has 44. And out of nowhere, the Resistance have 56. So I haven't been keeping that close look at the scores, so I don't know how Resistance got that far.
I don't know how any of us got that far. Like, last time we talked about this, wasn't it Nemesis like 44 and we were like 2 something? Yeah. Like,
so evidently we're getting a lot better at coding quicker and figuring out where things go on the map. I think that's the big thing. Probably they're figuring out how the map works and where things go. So I don't know if new developments are out there or not. We've got another coding challenge coming out. I guess it'd be Monday.
So there was a quick video that from PAC, actually, that kind of re-explains some of the tessellation directives. So it goes over the rules of the tessellation in a little bit more detail. So that is on the Ingress YouTube channel. I think it also went out as a media.
It's on the Agent Academy website.
That's right. That's the one you put up, Dewey J.
There. Yes. Somebody who was playing with embedding decided to embed it, so...
Yeah, but it did also go out as a global media at some point.
Yeah.
So you may or may not have that, but it's just labeled PAC Test Explanation. So if you can't go to a website and you have a scanner,
I probably right threw it away with the other tessellation.
That's part of it.
Yeah. Recycled it. You're like, get out of here, hex out.
Oh, just yeah.
That's where everything went, Goonie. You hacked all of the test array for the Enlightened, and then you just
yep. That's went. Where those scores went.
Sorry. Maybe that's a new feature they can add in, because we're about to get to.
Caravan may not believe in you, but I do. One. I super believe in you, Tad Cooper.
I love that song. But if they added a feature where things like the tessellation pieces couldn't be deleted, recycled. And you'd be like, why can't I recycle this? And it would have you, like, look into it further, right? Like, what's going on with this? Maybe in a little message that this is super important or something. Huh?
That could be. Or just, you know, put on there, go to this website and tell them that you found this.
Like, you know,
the thing with me is when I found the first couple, like, okay, I'm going to try to put it on there. And it was like, well, where the hell do I go? How do I do this? You know, and it kind of forced me to learn the community posting system and stuff like that. I will say that. But, you know, if you're not such a dedicated player, you're like, how do I? No, I'm not going to mess with it. You know, I'm done. So.
But it's those sort of things that kind of return Ingress to almost a little bit of its, like, roots.
Yeah.
With, like, secret agent conspiracy type scenario where you don't really always know right away what some of this stuff is, and it's going to kind of be
part of the draw. It's like here's a new mod. We're not going to tell you what it does. Figure it out.
Well, and it's funny because we went through the cycle where there was media, and then there was kind of like no media, and everybody's like, we want more media, and then they start piling out media for all these different things, which is great. But then at the same time, start the tessellation thing with like some media that. And you might just get to be like where you're like, oh, it's just more media, and just tossing it. Like, I'll go see the website for the
portal tracker.
That makes me a moron, apparently. But
that doesn't make you a moron, but we'll go from there.
Thanks.
I think a lot of agents actually do recycle all media on contact. I know more than a handful of people that are like, media, get out of here.
Yeah, and we go back to Goonie's idea of the media locker, so that you can put them all in there, and it doesn't count against your inventory.
There you go. Good call.
He had the answer.
I don't normally, like, delete media in general. I usually keep them, but... So, I see there's another capsule idea here. Is that, I assume, Dewey J?
Well, if you want to go to that, we could.
We
haven't done a What's in the Capsule
down.
For, like, a year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we have some listeners who are unaware of what What's in the Capsule is all about.
Do you want me to tell him? Is that...
It's your what's in the capsule. You explain the whole idea. I'll explain what I'm thinking of.
So we used to do this every episode where we would give out ideas for the game. And we love it when agents send in their own ideas for the game. And for, I say the game, I'm talking about, you know, Ingress. So if you have ideas for Ingress Prime and the scanner, and it could be the website, it could be events, it could be actual gameplay stuff, just send it to us. We have links on the website. You can always send them to us on Telegram. You can tweet us. Just get them to us. Just hashtag it. What's in the capsule?
And maybe it won't get Soho'd. And that's a reference that goes way back to a past host that tend to not like most of those ideas. But the idea. Friendly fire. A power-up. Sort of like a fracker, but not doesn't run so long. But it gives you the ability that you can blow bursters and it'll take out your faction's resonators. So if you wanted to clear a link, instead of having to use that virus, you could throw out some bursters and take that out, and maybe take out three or four at the same time. But it's really going to have to be watched so you don't throw the balance of the game off. So I'd say it's got to be really rare, and it probably doesn't work for very long. That's my idea. Just throwing it out there.
Sounds good. What do you think, Vang?
No.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I think if you're going to do a friendly fire type weapon, it needs to be something that just affects like everything in the environment. So
I agree.
Take everything you and them.
So it gets one of these?
Like, no, Ingress needs WMDs because we can't find them anywhere else. So, like, where's the like Ingress nuke XMP? You know, just start finding, decrypt the launch codes to the XMP nuke through a decoding challenge, and just you Darsana Linz a whole city somewhere.
There you go. Or something that you could have five or six agents throw all their bursters into a big pile and then set them all off at once.
Now, yeah. I don't want to Soho this idea.
You're Soho.
It's just the whole, like, troll issue, or, you know, like, someone sets up a huge field and people are going to do these things just to knock it down. But I don't know. Like,
make them really
other
rare
options to kind of counteract that. So maybe stuff comes back after a certain time. I don't know.
It could be.
I just remember like the time period when flip cards didn't have a cooldown on them, so you could just Ada and Jarvis as long as you had Ada and Jarvis in your inventory. And I don't really miss those times.
Right.
Same thing with ripping mods off of portals. It'd be like people would be yelling at you, "Hey, that common shield, take it off that portal. I need to put something better on there."
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's, we've talked about this idea a lot, and I still think they need to do it just where you can upgrade same mod. So you can't replace it, but you could upgrade a common to rare to very rare.
Need more mods. Still waiting on that common link amp. Still waiting. It's on the back of the mod card. You read the text on the back of the mod card. It's like variants include common, rare, very rare. I'm like, where are the common link amps?
They're just link amps. Well, I'm sticking with it. I don't care what you guys say. But
it's okay. Well, let the agents listening, let us know what you think about the idea.
Right.
Leave a comment somewhere. Or
I'll make message. Another poll. I'll put another poll out. We'll see what they say.
Okay. Also, big things going on the map. That was a mouthful. Sorry. On the Intel map, they're upgrading it.
It sounds like you're upgrading or overhauling. And I know that, was it 2 weeks ago? A while back, it was not good for a while. It was not loading or loading some portals and not others, and you were getting 504 errors and that kind of stuff. And I think they realize they're still getting that. But it sounds like they're doing some work. They said that for the couple weeks from January 7th to the 17th. They're going to be working on the Intel map with some updates. And so if you don't want to be bothered by that, then make sure you're not playing from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because that's when they're going to be doing that work. So if you're playing in the middle of the night, it shouldn't bother you, evidently. But they said if you get any unexpected bug-like behavior, apart from the 502 error, which is it just can't read it, reply to the thread on, of course, the Nyanic TG channel. So that's kind of one of the first things that they're trying to get that information back into from the agents.
Yeah, and please definitely go onto the forum and complain about Intel map issues. Like, well, not so much complain, but give the feedback. Like, yeah. If you are experiencing issues, don't just be silent about it. Go use the forum.
Constructive feedback.
Yeah, yeah, constructive feedback. Yeah, constructive, underline, constructive feedback.
Don't get angry.
It sounds like Dewey J just doesn't want us to field during that time frame. Is what I'm hearing.
I've got to say, Arctic Rebels said Ingress can be played at times other than the middle of the night with a question mark. So it does sound like somebody else does play in the middle of the night as well. I'm not the only one. And you probably have seen that. I mean, we kind of see that with the agents around here, that when they first start playing, they're a little timid, and then they get the fire, and that's when you do stupid shit, like you drive 2 hours at 2 a.m. to take out one portal. Or drive 6 hours to go to first Saturday in the middle of an Arctic zone.
Yeah, that's weird. Only a weirdo would do that.
A weirdo would do that. Only a friend would do that.
Visit as many churches as you possibly can. It's not even a Sunday.
Yeah.
Just be like, I've just been to church so much this last week. I don't know where time's gone.
Yeah, you have to explain to people why you're sitting in a cemetery for 2 hours.
Oh, I'm playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, Pokemon Go. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Oh, wow.
I tried using that excuse with the police. Like, I think it was a little over a year ago now. It was kind of like, it was just in a parking lot somewhere. hacking some portals, and it wasn't even like a park. It was just like local, I don't know, like a shopping center or something. And police car rolls up. It's like, what are you doing there? I'm like, Pokemon Go. And it's like, Pokemon, get out.
Go.
Did he really say that? You had to go out.
Pretty much, something along those lines. Like, no, it's...
Well, I don't know if I ever told you guys about my Ingress camouflage. So if I don't want people to know that I'm playing Ingress, I actually have a geocache shirt. So I wear this geocache shirt. That way I can wander around and people are like, oh, okay, he's just geocaching. Leave him alone.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's all right.
I think we should all just get like white trucks and put stenciled numbers on the side and maybe like utilities for whatever city you're in.
Just get a real janky looking November Lima. Like, yeah, free XM spray painted on the side.
You need a couple of clipboards and a hard hat. You know, you walk around with a clipboard and a hard hat, they're like, he must be working. Leave him alone.
Just says tax adjuster on the side. They're like, okay.
That's right.
No one will talk to you.
No one. Everyone will leave you alone.
Not to sidetrack too much, but I do see some commentary in our stream chat. I'm probably going to butcher that name, but Atabaris, they're asking a couple of questions there regarding... You know, Ingress, can we expect to see, will there be daily, weekly challenges? And I don't think we've got a direct answer to that question, but I do think it is a good question. I know for the remainder of the Nemesis sequence, there are going to be more challenges. We don't know what they are yet, but we can expect at least a handful more global challenges before the end of the series in May. So take that as you will.
And I also agree with him. He's talking about com. Seems to be kind of screwy. The latest action every 5 or 10 seconds. Yeah, it's COM is different in Prime than it was in Redacted. And it seems like, I don't know whether it's going to show up in faction chat or is it going to show up in, you know, someplace else. So it's kind of weird. But I think I'll get used to it eventually.
Yeah, like depending on if it's an ad, it'll be an alerts and...
Yeah.
And if it's cross-faction, if it's the other faction from you, it'll be a cross-faction, right? And if it's your own faction. So it's not like the old days where you had to like make sure you were on the faction tab to send just a message to faction.
Yeah. And in case you don't know, comms are not really secure, you know, although it kind of tells you. Comms are not
secure. Comms aren't secure? What? Yeah.
Except for the green. The green is not secure. For resistance, it's not secure. Oh.
At least we've got some good advice in the stream chat from Red Solo Cup. I think it's how he's managed to stay out of, you know, police attention throughout all of his Ingress career. He's just saying, steal a police car, you get some free donuts, maybe some hot coffee to go along with that, and they won't know. They just won't know.
Free the donuts! Free the donuts!
I would just be handing him an empty box, unfortunately, if I was driving around with donuts is the only problem. Maybe some coupons.
IOUs in the box.
So, speaking of the challenges that you're mentioning, we'll have 13 total, I guess, at least, right? Because Brian Rose was talking about the colors from the medals.
Yeah.
There's going to be 13 chapters in Nemesis medals.
Yeah, and I think that there were some agents that kind of had some issues with the color spectrum that's being used. I don't know. Is it because it's too blue? I really don't know.
Oh, so like the whole scheme of the Nemesis sequence is that it's kind of the rainbow hue, and there are some lore reasons behind that. So there's some very complicated reasonings behind that I'm not gonna bore everybody in the stream with that. But needless to say, if you look at the existing three medals that we have so far, if you were to put them side by side, they do kind of gradually shift through the color spectrum. So I think probably the next metal we get might end up being almost kind of like a yellowish, and we might start sliding into like a green color
and
a metal or two. I don't think we'll quite have 13 challenges because we're already on, I think chapter 7 was just the recent like mission day at sea tie-in. So yeah, I think we've got a couple more coming, but I don't think it's going to equal quite 13 there because we've already gone over quite a few.
Yep. And Brian Rose said that they're going to be more mindful about what colors they use for the next series following Nemesis, which is good news because what I'm hearing is that there's going to be something after Nemesis.
If we win.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It could be getting back at Nemesis. I don't know.
Yeah, and to kind of keep some of that in perspective, like when they come up with this idea for these badges, it's not like they do one event and a badge, and then the next event and a badge, or the next badge, whether it's an event or whatever it's for. They're all designed as a cohesive unit, so it's not like they can just go, well, they're upset about the color, so let's change the rest of them.
Yeah, and they've got it all laid out.
It'll just all look crap, so... I don't know. I think it's also, you know, everybody has different tastes and, you know, something new, something different is always cool. Well, maybe not always, but I think
something borrowed something. But, it's that idea that's that long-term play that's different with this game than some other ones. I mean, you're looking at a whole year or two in some cases to come to a culmination,
right?
So,
well, and you mentioned there was one that happened during mission day at sea.
Yep,
and yes, yeah.
So I was looking at probably
days. Actually look at the banner real quick to before I mess up which chapter we're currently on.
Oh, it's okay. I was just segueing. So, mission day at sea. You know, there's a second one coming up.
There is.
And Deus Steph is doing this one again, and hopefully she will be on the show to give us more information about it. We're going to try to have her on next week.
Good.
Did we say Thursday?
I'll
have to look again. But it will be a little bit later, I think, half an hour later. Well, I guess this one we ran a little bit later anyway. Sorry, that's my fault. So 10 minutes later than this week, something like that.
That's all right. We expect it from a frog.
But we haven't been able to go like, hey, we're going to do a show in a week in a long time. So this will be great. And we'll have a special guest. And we'll learn a lot more about what you can expect at Mission Day at Sea. What happened at the first one. What's planned for the next one. All the information we can get, we will get it directly from the llama's mouth.
Sounds good to me. I was honestly looking at it, and then I looked at where it started from, and it's like, oh, they're sailing out of Puerto Rico. That makes it a little more tough.
Just take a boat.
If you'd like to donate to the Get Dewey to Puerto Rico Fund.
That's kind of my biggest hurdle as well. Like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, we don't know what the second half of the year schedule is going to be. And I really want to go for the cruise because I missed out on the first one, but I don't know yet. It's gonna be tough, especially with, I'm already looking at Munich. So if anyone out there is going to the Munich Anomaly, I should be there. Hopefully you should see me there.
I don't think I'll be going.
No.
Am I reading it right in saying that they're going to have off-premise events for that one?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, that you can, not a recharge room per se, but it seems like they're hinting that you'll be able to take part of it, part of the action, but not actually be.
Oh, for Munich, for the Anomaly. Munich. Sorry, I thought we were Mission Day at Sea, but
for Munich. You could swim after the boat if you want.
At one point, there was mention of getting other people involved and how it was worded. And back then, I just remember thinking it sounded like there was going to be like some kind of global event challenges or something similar going on where agents can participate in that, that it goes towards the Anomaly. But that's complete conjecture. And
yeah.
Maybe Vane's read something somewhere.
Inside news. Oh, no. Non-disclosure act.
Hold on. I've got the tape.
I told him I wouldn't tell.
You know, it's purple for Prime there. It's the Prime NDA tape. It's just... Okay, hold on. I just got to, like...
It's Tape Face. Did you see Tape Face? It's so funny. Well... I think we're at the end of another amazing show, if I do say so myself. Maybe it wasn't
that we're amazing,
but it is the end, so I'm right about that part. We do have a code. I will forewarn you, this code will not be active until the episode goes live. Oh,
JBJ.
That was pretty good time.
I we knew that was coming.
Oh, thanks, Arctic.
Gigi!
Thanks. Thanks, Andrew. And thanks, everyone, for showing up to the show. Please send in all your comments, your concerns, and any of your ideas for what's in the capsule.
I was getting worried about you.
And if you have comments on the audio extras, or maybe you want some other extras in there, let us know as well, and hopefully we can make the show fun every time.
Let's see, what we need is like the resonator deployed sound, smash sound, burster sound, like all that.
I was getting worried about you.
Link established, field established, excellent work.
So do you think it's make each one more bits to play them?
I mean, what are you doing with all these bits? Where do the bits go?
They just go into a
portal tracker
clip. Did you guys look at the chat here?
I can't see it. It's really small on my screen.
There is a person in the chat named Agent Red.
God, that may not believe in you, but I do. Believe in you, Tad Cooper.
I left Think Connected Cells from the old days.
It's so funny because you start saying that, and right when you got to the super juicy part, the audio went over it.
He probably did that on purpose. Well, you'll just have to go into the chat and read it for yourself.
That's right. And with that, y'all have a great week. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Yeah, oh, we didn't give a code.
Oh, yeah,
that's okay. I'm still recording. So okay. They have to wait. So the code, that's funny. The code is AA2020AA. And so just put that on the website, which, hey, now you can't do it unless you listened to the show or watched it. We'll put it in the chat.